this is, I've heard two stories. I want you to clarify something for me personally. And I think some people, when you go, like you're going to Boys Ranch, you know, there's that big sign, and you go up there and you go to Spring Creek, Dove Creek. There's that the park right there. Now, some people feel that was where Benfit, but that's not. That's not the original. Okay, that was a misnomer then.
Well, my understanding, the Ben Ficklin that I researched is right there near where our country club is
which,
now.
Which makes sense. Way closer for it to be right there.
Right, but you want to remember that, too, that back then, that was a ways from Fort Concho. And when you start thinking about these things and from Santa Angela, the Lone Wolf Bridge, there was a dairy there. And the milk that went to the fort, a lot of that milk came from that dairy. But today we would think, well, you could just walk right over there. But today you have streets and everything. Back then it was a whole little community that was set there, just like Ben Ficklin was a little farther off. I'm guessing that that is 4 miles from the fort. Now, back then you had horses and wagons and your legs. And so, and of course, that water that came down the Concho just kept coming, and they found bodies strewed everywhere. I mean, it was a tough deal.
So basically, and that's kind of when, and you helped me, you know way more about the history than I do, but that's kind of when San Angelo changed, is after that flood, when it kind of really became one community.
Yeah, what happened was it just wiped out that other community, and so ultimately they built the second courthouse in Tom Green County. And then now we have another one, you know, that is built, a much larger building. The other one, I have a great picture of it, and it's a beautiful building. But what happened is, you know, there was a lot of thought that the people in Santa Angela were kind of those people, and the good people all lived in Ben Ficklin.
That's what before, they said.
Yeah, but before it's over, everybody kind of moves on in. And the thing that's real interesting to me is how San Angelo is laid out downtown. Millspaugh, who was one of the early traders here in San Angelo, really made a point to make sure that our streets were wide and stuff downtown. And I think that is has been a good thing for San Angelo. There's some reference in some of the materials that many of the other towns that form, they made them too small. So they had to go back and completely redo, move buildings and everything to have wider streets in some of these other cities that have developed over the years. But San Angelo was fortunate downtown. So when you see those wide streets, that started way back in the day when San Angelo was first becoming a little city or a little town rather than a village. And but when everybody moved over here, there started to be real law and order. So.
Well, they started building churches and schools and not saloons and brothels.
Right. Well, we had those two for a while, but as time went on, that all changed. And there is some ladies that might have been involved in some of those things that helped form churches and stuff. It was just the way of the times, and it was the frontier. And those type of things followed the frontier and followed the soldiers and their payroll. So there was gambling and prostitution, of course, back during that time. But soon enough, that was gone, and here we are today in a great city that historically we've had lower crime than a lot of other cities our size. And I think a lot of those mainstay families and that faith and that belief from back in those days that has been transported into today and our military base has really helped us be that way.
Well, and you were talking the wider streets. I guess it would be like the northeast of Shannon Hospital. But you have Prizer and Harris and some of those nice streets. And if you look at it, and I don't know what time frame would that be, Russell, but those are some, at one time were mansions, I guess. Beautiful, beautiful homes.
Sure.
And that would have been probably what, 18s or early 1900s?
Yes. And just think about this, like the name Prizer came from Judge Prizer. I mean, a lot of those streets, and I think I mentioned this before, but what really got me in doing all the research was learning the names of people that were our early settlers and our early founders and our early builders of our community that ultimately became the names of the streets. And then in Santa Rita, you've got a lot of the names of the military people that were at Fort Concho.
You know, you've got a lot of other things working too, don't you?
Yes, I do. I this year, Scott, I took a screenwriting course. I've tried to get the gun that wasn't there in front of the movie people, and they keep sending letters that say it has to be submitted through an agent connected to the industry. So I took a class. So if I'm going to send it to an agent like that, I'm putting the screenplay together myself. I just want them to read the book. But while I'm at it, I thought, well, why not let them see it the way that I see it? I will tell you something very interesting. In the first 30 pages, your major conflict, your early conflict, is supposed to be over. Well, in that book, there's five chapters basically about the Texas Hill Country at the beginning. There's no way that I could have those five chapters in there unless it's really quick. And those first five chapters are in two sentences. Two sentences. Because there were a lot of burglaries, and there were two ladies that passed away, one in a fire and one found along the river. So I had to have two people talking about those things at the very beginning, right before the bandit tries to rob them. If you ever wonder in a movie, and you've read the book, why they've changed something up a little bit.
Or a lot.
Then that is the reason, because in the first 30 pages, and the screenplay is 120 pages, supposed to be. The next 60 pages are while you pursue an answer to the conflict, and then the last 30 pages is how you solve the conflict. And but so far it's been real interesting, and when Elmer gave me the introduction, he said, you know, it has everything they want. The only difference is getting it into a format where it really is like a movie.